Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Uplifters. Today's verse is from Mark, first chapter, verse 35. Rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus went to a desolate place and prayed. Now, I am not a morning person. I want to be a morning person. I really, really do. But it is so hard to get out of bed. I used to even consider myself anti-snooze, but now I'd say I'm more of a snooze aficionado. But despite that, a few times a week, I do manage to get myself out of bed before the sunrise. And honestly, there is something kind of magical about that time. As the horizon gets lighter and lighter, and as the sky changes colors as it brightens, it's peaceful and calm and even holy. Even though I'm tired and I often wish I were still in bed, it is a holy place. So it's no wonder that when the gospel authors record Jesus praying, they almost always note the time of day and that it's early, very early, as Mark says in today's gospel. There is something that happens early before our day gets going, before things ramp up. That's when Jesus prayed. Now, I notice they don't say he prayed at the end of the day or the middle of the day, and even though I'm sure Jesus prayed more than once a day, I think it's interesting that if the time is noted in the Gospels, it's always morning. I think it's because of this same thing that I've experienced. It's holy before the sun rises. It's so calm and peaceful. There aren't kids awake. The neighbors haven't started their yard work yet. No one is calling or emailing. You haven't had time yet to regret things about the day or worry about things to come. Very early, while it's still dark and the day hasn't even started yet. Also, in Mark's gospel, notice how it says Jesus goes to a desolate place to pray. In the dark, in the early morning, to a desolate place. The Greek word used here is eremos, and it means a place without people, solitary or deserted. I like to think that the modern version of this word would be being in a place without distractions. How often are we really in solitude? There's always a way to connect with someone else right at our fingertips, and we use it all the time. So often, the first thing I do in the morning is pick up my phone. Jesus prayed. Which is why he is Jesus and I am not, obviously. But what might happen if this is how we did it too? What if we got up and prayed first? What if we got up before the sun and went to a place all by ourselves and prayed first? Here's what I'm thinking. Prayer can be really overwhelming for people. We don't know what to say or quite how to do it. So if that's the thing holding you back, I'd like to suggest that you think about it like a conversation. Ask for God to be with you in your day. Tell God about the things that are worrying you. Lift up the names of the people in your life that are struggling. If you do those three things, that is good. That is a good prayer. There is no right way to pray, I promise. But if even that feels like too much for you, if that feels overwhelming, try the Lord's Prayer. Or if you're Lutheran like me, Luther wrote a morning prayer that you could say. Luther started every day by saying, "I thank you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I would pray that you keep me this day also from sin and evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me." Amen. Pretty great, right? Not difficult, not overwhelming. So whatever you pray, if it's the three-part prayer or the Lord's Prayer or even Luther's Prayer, I'd like to challenge you to try praying this week. Get up early, before the sun, and have the first thing you say be a prayer. I know, but it's just 1 week. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. So let's do it together. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.